Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalid. Bas Yisrael, Hamei Reses, Lekayin. We have the Bas Yisrael that is an Arusa to the Kayin. The Kayin was Mekadisher, but there was no Nesuyin yet. Or, Miuberes, this woman is expecting, Mekayin, from her husband who was a Kayin, and she became an Almana or divorced, and she has no other children from him. Or, case number three, Shemeres Yave. Her husband died. There was no children. She's a Yavama. She's a Shemeres Yavim Lekayin. It's the Kayin that's set to be Miyavim her. V'chein, Bas Kayin Li Yisrael. In all these cases, same is true the other way around. Was a Bas Kayin to a Yisrael? In other words, if you had a Bas Kayin that was an Arusa to Yisrael, or a Bas Kayin that was married to Yisrael, she was divorced, or widowed, and she's expecting a baby from the Yisrael, or a Bas Kayin that is a Shemeres Yavim to a Yisrael, loy soichel betruma. She cannot eat truma. Why? Because neither an Aris is a man that was Mekadisher, neither the unborn child, and neither a Yave, who are Kayhanim, neither of them have the power to give a Bas Yisrael a right to eat truma. After chuppah, he can. The baby that's born from a kayin can. When the yavim is miyavim her, he can. But in this intermediate stage, the in-between stage, so to speak, erisin banat nesuyin, expecting a baby, but the baby wasn't born yet. A shemeris yavim, but the yavim didn't happen yet. That is not enough for these people to allow the Bas Yisrael to eat truma. But on the other side of the table, if the man that was Mekadisher, or a Bas Kayin was married to Yisrael and she's expecting a baby, or this Bas Kayin is a Shemeres Yavim to a Yisrael, they are enough to passel her from eating truma. Vayter zok de Mishnah, Bas Yisrael. We have a Bas Yisrael me'oireses lelevi. A Levi was Mekadesher, or Miuberes Milevi. She's a Bas Yisrael that is expecting a baby from a Levi. She became an Almana or a Grusha. She has no other children. Or a Shemeres Yave that is waiting for a Levi to be Miyavim her. And Mechem Bas Levi Yisrael. The same is true the other way around. If it was a Bas Levi to a Yisrael, and Yisrael was Mekadesher, or she's expecting a baby from the Yisrael, or she's a Shemeres Yavim to a Yisrael, the din is Lo Teichel B'Maiser. She cannot eat Maiser Rishon. Maiser Rishon is the Maiser that we separate to give to a Levi. The same way the Bas Yisrael won't be able to eat Truma under these circumstances, the Bas Levi will not be able to eat Maiser Rishon. Is this the Halacha? That Maiser Rishon can only be eaten by a Levi? No. We Paskin, my submission could be eaten by anyone. But this mission is the sheet of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that my submission is Aser Lizarim. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter. Bas Levi, the daughter of a Levi, Mioresis Lekayin. A Kayin was Mekadisher, but there was no Nesoyin yet, there was no Chuppah yet. Or Miuberes Mekayin. We have a Bas Levi that is expecting a baby from a Kayin. She became an Almano. She was divorced and she has no other children. Or Shemeres Yavim. She's waiting Yivim to a Kayin. She's a Bas Levi. Her husband died without children. The brother that's said to be Miyavim is a Kayin. The Chaim Bas Kayin LeLevi, the same as the other way around. She's a Bas Kayin. A Levi was Mekadisher, or she's expecting a baby from a Levi. She became an Almana or a Grusha. There are no other children. Or she's a Shemeres Yavim to a Levi. Loi Soichel Loi Betrum of a Loi Bemeiser. She can't eat Natrum and not Meiser. So when it comes to Truma, so we understand. Makes no difference if she's a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael. Bas Levi can't eat Truma. Bas Yisrael can't eat truma. If she was fully married to a kohen, she could. If a kohen was miyavim her, she could. And if she had a live child from a kohen, she could. But none of that took place over here. For that matter, a bas kohen. That was married to Yisrael can't eat truma. And it would have to be a total disconnect for her to be able to go back and eat truma. But if a lady was mekadisher, or she's expecting a baby from a lady, and her husband died, or there was a divorce, or she's a shemeris yavim to a lady, that's enough to prevent her from eating truma. What has to be understood is when it comes to meiser, a bas levi married to Yisrael, according to Rabbi Meir, can't eat meiser. And fine, even if she's just an arusa, even if she's just expecting a baby, even if she's a shemeres yavim, to Yisrael she can't eat meiser. Fine. But a bas levi to a kohen should not be able to eat meiser? Why not? Well, you just told me, Reb Meir holds. Meiser Rishain, the meiser you give to a levi is Asa Lizarim. What does that mean, Asa Lizarim? It means it's Asa to Yisrael. But even Reb Meir holds that a kohen who could eat truma could eat meiser. So Maman of Shach, if she's a bas levi, what's the problem that she's halfway married to a kohen? If that's not called a marriage, she can eat it on her own merit. She's a bas levi. And if it is called a marriage, so what? The kohen and his family could also eat meiser. So therefore, as the Bat Tanura explains over here, quoting the Gemara, the emes is they could eat meiser. I mean, the Mishnah says, loy seichel b'meiser. It's not what it means. The Mishnah means that a woman that comes alone to the Beis HaGronos, the threshing floor, that's what they used to give out the truma meiser, we don't give her. She has to be together with her husband. The reason for that is, if we're going to give her meiser or truma, we're going to give meiser or truma to women without their husbands. We're scared we're going to wind up giving it to a bas Yisrael even after she's divorced from her husband, who's a levi, or truma to a bas Yisrael even after she's divorced from her husband, who was a kohen. People aren't going to realize she was only able to eat till now because she was married. So it's a whole different halacha here. We're not talking whether she's allowed to eat meiser. There's a din. We don't give truma or meiser to a woman that comes alone because of this gzeira. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Masech Tzivam is Perik Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Abbas Yisrael, that is an Arusa to a Kayan. Mi Uberes Mekayan, or a Shemeres Yavim to the Kayan, or the other way around. Abbas Kayan, that is Mi Uresis to Yisrael. Mi Uberes to Yisrael. In the case of Mi Uberes, it means the husband died. There are no other children. Or she's a Shemeres Yavim to Yisrael, she cannot eat from. If he's the Kayan, just Kiddushim without Nisuyan, or just Yavim, or just the fact that she's expecting a baby is not enough to give her a license to eat truma. But if she's the bas kohen, the partial connection through kiddushin to a Yisrael, or expecting the baby from a Yisrael, or even just being a shemeres yavim to a Yisrael is enough to prevent her from going back to her status as a girl and being able to eat truma. Same is true, and this would be the sheet of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that a Yisrael cannot eat meiser rishon. So if you have a bas Yisrael, that is miuresis to a levi, miuberes mi levi, or a shemeres yavim le levi, or the other way around, Yisrael was mekadesh a bas levi, or a bas levi is expecting a baby from a Yisrael, the husband died, there are no other children, or she's a shemeres yavim to a levi, she cannot eat meiser. Then the Mishnah told us that a bas levi, that a kohen was mekadesher, or she's expecting a baby from a kohen, but she's no longer married to him, or she's a shemeres yavim to a kohen. And the same is true the other way around. A bas kohen that a Levi was Mekadosh her. Or she's expecting a baby from the Levi, or she's a Shemeris Yavim to the Levi. She can eat not Truma and not Meiser. So Lechoritz is very schwer. The daughter of a Kayan that's halfway married to a Levi, or the daughter of a Levi that's like halfway married to a Kayan, she should be able to eat Meiser. Mamanoshach. If it's called a marriage to the Kayan, then through her husband she should be able to eat Meiser. Because her Meir holds a Yisrael can't eat Meiser. But a Kayan can, just like he can eat Truma, he can eat Meiser. And if she's not called connected to the husband because it's just Kiddushin or just Yavim, so fine, but she's a Bas Levi. What's the problem? And the answer is the Mishnah means something else over here. The Mishnah means that the Rabbanan asked a farmer to give Truma or Maisa to women at the threshing floor. That's what they used to give out to Truma and Maisras. Unless she's there with her husband. Why, so he said? Because we're scared. The women come alone. What happens if a woman was married to a Bas Kayan? Now she's divorced, or she's a widow, and we don't chap. We're giving her till now, they'll continue to give her. And according to a mayor, maybe she was married to a Levi. And that's the only reason she was allowed to eat mice, because she's a Yisrael. She's no longer married. We won't chap, she's no longer married. We'll continue to give her. And that's the reason they have to be accompanied by their husband. I want to remind you again that Lahalacha, we paskin, the Maiserishin can be eaten by a Yisrael as well. Even if he's Tama, we paskin that it has no Kiddusha. You may look that up in the Rambam, Hilchas Maiser, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis.